is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computer's weekly tech podcast. This is episode 342, and our podcast is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that gives a little kickback and keeps the podcast ongoing. With me is my co-host, Ryan. What's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you?
How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was good. It was busy. We had two meals on Thursday, and then we hosted one on Friday, and then had some other stuff going on. So yeah, it was hopping around, but thankfully the weekend went by a lot slower. Like Saturday and Sunday were more relaxed.
It did seem like a long weekend, even though I worked most and I got a lot of stuff done. But holidays are always good. Good food. I assume you ate some good food. So
yeah, we did. Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Now the important question. I already know you got one thing, but did you pick up anything else on Black Friday besides the your processor?
I have to remember now. I don't think so. I didn't buy it on Black Friday. I bought it last Wednesday on our live podcast. Okay. I like bought it while we were in the show, and it's here now.
Nice.
It's still in the box.
That's the Ryzen 7
5800X3D.
Yeah, 5800X3D. So.
Correct.
And then you're upgrading from a
3800X.
Nice. That'd be a nice upgrade. But
it's a little more in depth to swap my CPU out because I have a hard tubed, custom loop. So it's a little more in depth than just pulling off a heatsink and tossing it back on. Otherwise, I would have done it that same day.
Gotcha.
We'll get it.
Like protein powder, some things that I normally get. And then I bought, which we'll talk about is I changed my desk around. So I got some stuff for the office that would like happen to be on sale that I just figured that I needed. But no big purchases. I don't need a TV. Like, so the big Black Friday purchases are like laptop, TV, and then like some like home appliance type thing, like an air fryer or maybe even like an outdoor thing, like a lawnmower, like those things go on sale. Right. But for me, I don't need any, like I have everything. I didn't really need anything. And on the PC side of things, I mean, there was so much stuff on sale that we talked about. I think a lot of people upgraded CPUs this year. And I think a lot of people got like, there were great storage.
There's a bunch of storage. Yeah. Yep,
yeah,
absolutely.
And especially like Gen 4 NVMe SSDs were on sale. So I think a lot of people, our good friend Jim, he bought stuff for a new PC build. I think a lot of people I bought a ton of stuff for PC builds, which is awesome, I think. Nothing crazy. I always get excited that I'm like, I don't need any of this. Like, I saw some stuff it would be cool to get, but I'm like, I don't need to spend this money.
Yeah. Well, Christmas is coming up, which you usually buy stuff for people at Black Friday if you can, like if you find what they want for sale, that's great. But yeah, we got the holidays coming up, we got CES travel coming up, we got other stuff going on, so don't feel bad that you didn't buy a bunch of stuff.
Like I said, I didn't need all that much. Oh, I did buy something for CES. I bought another mic stand like this. So because we'll be doing a sort of we haven't really talked about it all much, but we're going to be doing a sort of like podcast type of coverage of CES this year, which will be a lot of fun, I think. So hopefully we get it all to work. We've never done it that way. We've never, so we'll hopefully that's how we do things. But we are going to be talking about tech, not a whole lot going on because again, it was just a major holiday, not a ton of stuff going on, but over this past, weekend, this long weekend, I broke down three desks. I broke down three desks. I built a new desk. I built a brand new PC. I moved all my stuff over to the new PC. I got, installed new operating, like all this stuff I just did. It was a pain in the ass. I'm sure, Ryan, if you like have to build a new desk or something. And like, I had my old desk all wired up. It was, sort of break all the wires down, unplug everything, move the desk, do all that kind of stuff. It just took forever. And then having to wire this desk up and do all that kind of stuff, it was just, a very long process, but I'm glad it's done, because here we have the whole desk set up, and my new PC, which I'm going to show you guys. I guess I could do that now. Let me move some stuff.
And you're running. It's running, right?
Yeah, we're running the podcast.
This is what you're running off of.
This
all
is
right.
What I'm running off of.
Seems to be going smoothly so far.
Ryan and I tried this yesterday, so yeah, we don't have any.
Have you gamed on it yet, other than benchmarking?
I did like a temperature test to make sure everything was good, and
but you haven't actually really played.
I played a couple rounds of Apex, so nothing crazy on it right now. But we'll play Apex later tonight, I assume, and that'll give it a good test. But it's running awesome. It looks so good. Like when I put it together, I'm like, is this like really worth doing this? And then I got it, turned it on, and I was like, man, this thing looks nice. And I don't have any of the other issues. So for you guys who don't know, and we've talked about it on the podcast a bunch over this whole past year, and I've said it since the beginning of this year, I'm going to build a new PC. I want to build a new PC. I had this awesome high-end desktop, Intel high-end desktop system, 8-core, 16-thread system, like really, really nice system, 64 gigabytes of DDR4, you know. But I really think the motherboard was going bad. It happened a couple of times on the podcast where like the USB ports would just turn off. Like they would just completely reset and turn off. And sometimes, like there are a couple times on the podcast, like my webcam would just
dropped out. Yeah.
Just dropped out, and my mic would still be there, and I'm trying to figure things out. So that was a pain. And I kind of circumvented that by getting a external powered USB port. That kind of solved the problem for the time being. But still, like there were still issues with the system. Again, that USB reset would happen all the time. So like all the lights that were in the system would like reset because they're all being powered by a USB controller. Like it was very annoying. And then I just had all these other issues started coming up with the system. So I'm like, I got to do this. I'm going to get the rest of the parts and go for it. So I went ahead and did that. And I decided, well, if I'm going to build a new PC, I'm going to get a new desk setup. I kind of wanted a different kind of change of color and things like that. So I'm going to go ahead and log on to our stream with my phone, and hopefully I don't
I want to mute you here in just a second.
Yeah, just a second. I'll tell you when here. And then
you showed it to me last night, though. You were like live doing it, and you had sent me some pictures. It does look really awesome. So
this would be like, cool to get another view here. Camera. Okay.
Doing it live.
Yeah. So you can go ahead and mute me.
All right. You are muted. All right. So he's going to add. There we go.
And make myself big. So here first we'll show you the desk, and sorry if I sound bad because it's my phone, but here's the desk. As you can see, this is from FlexiSpot. This is one of their larger desks that has a slight indent or curve in it, which I kind of wanted, and I wanted the bamboo finish. I had a white desk, which is actually over here with all this stuff, so I want a different color, just something different. So I went with that, which I really, really like. And again, it's a sit stand desk, so it has the controller over here. And you know, during the day I'm standing, right now I'm sitting. And I did do good cable management, which took forever. But so if you look at the desk from far away, you can see there's hardly any cables, but it's all done under there. And then
that looks good.
Yeah, and then we have the PC. So this, the case is the Lianli O11 Dynamic Mini. And there were a couple things that I did in this case that most people haven't done. One, I installed an extended ATX motherboard, which if you guys can see this, it overhangs the fans there. So very, very tight turn there with my power cable there, but it did fit, no problem. And you can see I went with the Lianli fans as well. And I don't know, I just love the way these look. These look absolutely amazing, and it was the look that I wanted. I could have gone for a ton of different RGB fans, but these ones were the ones that I went for. I just love the way they look all together there.
For the motherboard, I have the, I believe this is the Asus ROG Crosshair 8 motherboard. And the reason I picked it, one, it has, it's going to be really hard for you guys to see, but there is an OLED display there that shows a bunch of different stuff. You can put logos on it, which is really cool. And it supports a bunch of M.2 drives. So I have three M.2s installed in here currently, running all M.2 storage, which definitely something I wanted. I love speed, so I definitely had to do that. For the memory, I went with, what is this? This is the G-Skill Trident Z Royal, the silver or chrome edition, which I think, again, just kind of matched because there is some chrome. You guys can kind of see it down there. There's some chrome on this motherboard, so it kind of matches everything like that. And then for the, I went with an AIO, and I was going to do the Li & Li 360, but when we did the Fantex Eclipse G500A case, they sent us this 360, and I actually like the way it looks. It has this sort of infinity mirror on it, which looks super cool. So yeah, it all came together, and you're really not supposed to install 360 millimeter AIOs in this, but this guy, I have to give him a shout out. I found him on YouTube, and the company is actually called Grateful Glitters. They make like glitter stuff, I guess, for like projects, but they have a acrylic cutter, and he was actually doing the same type of build, and he made an adapter that allows you to put a 360 millimeter AIO in this case. So it doesn't overhang your memory. So I don't know if you guys will see how close the memory sits. So it moves the AIO away from your motherboard so you can actually fit it in there. So super cool. But I think everything turned out really well. Again, we'll give you guys a...
What GPU is that as well?
Oh, the GPU. So it's a just a 3090 from Zotac. Yeah, so 3090. And I'd get all white cabling. I just, this company called Asia Horse, I just bought those on Amazon. I might get different cable combs to put these together because they kind of look a little off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're a little funky.
Yeah, so instead of getting the ones that do four, I'm going to get like a single one that does eight so they kind of all match up. But yeah, so I had the 3090 that I reviewed. Didn't make the upgrade to the 40 series. I just, and we'll talk about this a little bit in the podcast, but just don't really need a 40 series card. I really don't think. But yeah, all came together, like I said, really good. And like I said, if, you know, I think that the desk setup looks pretty awesome, as you guys can see. So
yeah, I had reviewed one of the Flexi Spot desks last year, some late last year maybe.
Okay.
And I did the bamboo top as well, and I really liked it.
Nice.
It looks good. I like that whole setup.
Yeah, how did just because I didn't hear it, how did the audio sound on my phone? Bad, good?
I mean, you sound a million times better now.
Yeah.
But it was all right. It's not, yeah, it's not terrible. It's
livable, at least we have the
whole podcast.
Yeah. At least we have the ability to do that, right? With the software.
Well, I think we could. Use. I think we still could. We just need to mute the other one.
Yeah.
Mute your phone and use that mic. But yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm really happy how everything came together. You know, like I said, I wasn't so sure. And again, there were some parts, you know, when you're doing your build and something doesn't go in correctly, or you're like, yes, you know, when I first turned it on, I was like, okay, this was worth all the,
and you're like, oh, I had everything connected and it was all in the right order and it just powers up. That's always
good. Yeah. Feeling. Yeah. So it's very, like I said, I'm very happy with it. It's always good. The only, and we talked about this yesterday, is like, you know, I installed Windows 11 instead of Windows 10, getting used to that, which is a little bit annoying, different things on Windows 11. But I do like it because I have the ultra wide, I have the super ultra wide, I have the 49 inch ultra wide. It does split the screen. So Windows 10 only could split the screen twice, half and half natively.
Yeah.
So I had to get software that would do it. Not natively, which actually like it taxed my GPU pretty heavily, this software. So I'm not using the software now. Windows 11 does it natively, which is really nice, but it's just a little weird getting used to that. And just a little bit of the quirks of Windows 11. I just wanted to future proof it so I didn't have to upgrade, you know. But yeah, like I said, all came together. And then the desk that's behind me here is the old desk. You can see there's a bunch of stuff on there now. Like I said, I did order some stuff to do that, and I have to wire that desk up and do all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. I don't know. When are you upgrade? When are you doing a full system upgrade? Yours is a lot harder because you have all the water cooling.
Yeah. One of these weekends, it may be like Christmas time when I actually do it, unfortunately, but because I'm going to swap out the CPU, I'm leaving the GPU, but I'm changing up a couple of the runs to change the loop order a little bit. So it's going to take a little bit of work.
But... Are you going to do the power supply as well?
Yes, power supply as well.
Are you going to get some nice cables?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, they, like I said, I've used the they're not all that expensive. If you want to go a little bit higher, I always suggest Cable Mod. They make great cables.
They do.
But you can, if you wanted them quick, and you can go on Amazon. Company's called Asia Horse. I've used them with multiple builds and just, you know, no issues with those. So yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
I might swap fans too. I don't know.
Yeah, like these Lian Li fans.
Fans get expensive though. You're like, oh.
I spent how much?
Because I need 9 fans.
I spent $300 just on fans. Yeah, they were all. Actually, no. What's $79.99 times 3?
$240.
Yeah, plus tax, California tax, and shipping. So I bought them from Micro Center and got them delivered. Because they were $79 instead of $99. But yeah, I mean that's a lot of money just in fans that I spent. Yeah. But you got to do it if you know,
if you like
short. I do have to say too, talking about the fans, the Lian Li fans, they're the Uni fans. And you've done your build, which had RGB fans and all the different leads and all of that. The Uni fans are so cool. They're RGB fans, but they click together. So they click together and there's only one lead that comes off of the fans. And that lead has one connection for power and one connection for RGB. So, you know, I have what, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3, 6, 8 fans. I would have had a bunch of different connections, but with the Uni fans, with, you know, the top, the bottom and the side, I have only 3 connections instead of 8, which is really nice. So I would highly recommend those. I don't know why more companies don't do that, because it makes the wiring process super, super easy. If anybody's thinking about doing fans, I would highly recommend those. So yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Yeah. So, well, beat it, no reviews, because that took my entire weekend.
Yeah.
Doing everything and getting it all done and cleaning. You don't realize how like dirty, like I, like my old PC, I didn't clean it because I knew I was doing the upgrades. So I'm like, there's no point. It was so dirty. And then my like desk and clean all this stuff. Man, it just, make sure you clean out your PC like once a month. It gets dirty in there. But yeah, no reviews this week. Some good news stories here. If you guys do want to follow along, we do have our show notes page that has all of the articles that we are going to be talking about this week. It is in the show notes if you are listening later. But before we get into that, we're going to go to Case Mod Friday and just talking about another build here. I want to do one of these as like a showpiece just to like have in the background of like our videos, because I think I always thought this case was super cool when it first came out. This is Project Hydra Intel Arc Edition by APIC Mod Mode. It's that Hydra case, which I think is super cool.
I saw a build with in one of these cases, but they had a 4090 in it and it stuck out like twice as wide as it's just ridiculous. Yeah. But I love this.
I love this case. This one's to highlight Intel products. So there's an ARC GPU on this, the blue Intel. And this is some interesting cabling. Like, do you see the different
colors? Like mixed material on a couple of those.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. But if you guys aren't familiar with the Hydra case, it's basically a piece of metal that will hold motherboard, on one side, and then it has the bottom section for your GPU. And then on the other side, it comes with a riser cable that you can mount your GPU on the back. So it gives you this cool little kind of open air thing. Like I said, I always want this as like display piece because it just looks so cool. That's their new cooler, by the way.
I was going to say, this has that new Intel cooler, which looks amazing.
It does. On this build. It looks
very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks cool on this build. We'll see. You know, you'd have to see what it would look like. Yeah, I guess it's not that bad. It's pretty tall, though, this cooler. But
I love the blue rings around the screws, like all those accents.
Yeah. Blue thumb screw here as well.
Yep.
And then, as like I said, the graphics card is on the back. Intel Arc graphics card. Matched the colors perfectly, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah, I like this. It's super simple. It's not like a crazy mod or anything like we normally cover, but I really liked it. I believe they did change the coating on the mount here, and they changed the Hydra logo to be blue to match the rest of the blue. But
does the Hydra usually come with a Vandal power switch like that?
Right here?
Yeah.
I believe it does, but I'm not sure. But yeah, everything, like I said, just goes super, like, this is, cool. Yeah, just a perfect little, and again, I love this for like somebody who does want like a small form factor build. Like, you can do this. It's going to look cool on your, on like sitting on your desk. It's not going to take up a lot of space, and it's open air, which is really good for a lot of people. So yeah, super cool. So go ahead and check this one out. Again, this is from APIC Mod Mode. And he has we linked his Facebook. He has a ton of awesome builds if you're interested in that. But yeah, that is our content for the week as far as stuff that we have going on. And then we're going to move to news. And the first story I think is hilarious because one of the biggest problems we've seen over the past couple years with graphics card launches is that scalpers buy them. They're sold out everywhere. You can't get them. And then they're sold for more money on eBay or other websites. We saw that, especially when there was the chip shortage. I mean, you were paying double the price for some of these graphics cards.
Just to get one. Absolutely. Yeah,
just to get one. But that appears to not be so with the RTX 4080. It's not selling so well on eBay. The RTX 4090 is outselling it on eBay. And again, we talked about this the past couple of weeks, is the RTX 4080 just an overpriced card?
I feel like it is.
Yeah. I think that's the reason that we're seeing
that's the consensus
this.
For sure.
Yeah. Is that scalpers, you know, might have initially bought them thinking they'd make, you know, even if they're making $100 a card, they're not even able to get that. And like we talked about before, I mean, there were people like the day of the launch, the day after the launch, that like went into like a micro center and there were just stacks of them. Like, nobody wants this card. Which is pretty,
sad.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Best Buy right now, though, and they're all showing sold out, or like some of them are saying coming soon on the 4080 and 4090 for that matter.
Okay. Let me see. That might be the Founders Editions.
Well, I mean, it was, yeah, this was Founders. This was all sorts of MSI, Gigabyte, all sorts of cards.
So the, yeah, all the prices on Amazon are. So, I mean, how much is the card? $1,200. So all the ones on Amazon are like third-party sellers. So maybe. But yeah, like I said, it appears that it's not selling as well for scalpers, which again is good for people like us because we want to get the card at a normal retail price.
As I say, my micro center has 13 of the Asus 4080 Tufts in stock.
Yes,
and they have three Zotac 4080 Amp Extreme Aero triple fans in stock. Let's see here. Do they have any of the for 4090s? They don't have anything.
4090s will be sold out. Everybody wants the 4090, but not many people want the 4080.
So yeah, I mean, I could go to Kansas City and they have 16 cards in stock.
Yeah. So, but like I said, that's good. It's good for it's good for the normal consumer, I would say, for sure.
Yep.
Talk about NVIDIA. They're going to be ending production finally. And I wanted to get your
I was surprised when I read this headline.
Yeah, so they're ending production of the RTX 2060 and GTX 1660 series graphics cards. That 2060 was like that was their card, you know. And the 1660 was so popular because during the chip shortage, it was one of the few cards that you could actually buy. Like you could buy 1660s and 1660 Ti's, and people were buying those because it was something that was still better than like the built-in graphics on like an Intel chip. You know what I mean?
Right.
So finally, ending production on those two. Do you think for this series, like, do you think we'll see a lower end card that's a GTX again?
I kind of doubt it because we didn't see a GTX card out of the along with the 30 series, right? I don't believe.
Wasn't the 1660 Ti part of that?
Oh, was the Ti? Maybe it was. I don't remember now. I wouldn't.
Or the 1660 Ti was like launched at the time of the 30, like when the 30 series had already been launched or something. Maybe.
I mean, who knows? I'd like them to just get onto the. And I we've kind of alluded to this in the past, like stick with one naming convention, right? Because you get with like, oh, is the 1660? Well, that's like the 1000 series or the 10 series instead of the 20 series, but really they came out at the same time. It's just, again, adds more confusion when you have disparate numbers like this that don't match the rest of your normal product line, plus RTX versus GTX in the product line. It just adds confusion. So I'm hoping they don't, or they just make a lower end RTX card, right?
Yeah.
4100 or
now here's something that I also wanted to talk about because I saw it on Twitter this morning. Somebody had posted that the reason they're not excited anymore about new PC hardware, specifically graphics cards. And again, I mean RTX 4090 is like great, right? But it's like, am I super excited for it?
No, not at the price.
It's not even the price. It's just like, I'm not, even if it was $1,000, and the reason that they said this is because there's no game or like tech that they want to use that's going to make use of it, right? Like, I always think about Battlefield 5, right? That was the first game that had like the RTX features, and it was... Right. You know, or like for a lot of people with Cyberpunk, like you needed like a 3080 or 3090 to play it at 4K. And that was the game that everybody wanted to play. So like they went out and they bought a higher end graphics card. Like right now, if you bought into the 30 series, you're really not excited for the 40 series.
No, unless you're trying to play like at a higher resolution, at a high frame rate, right? 4K. Whatever, right? That's the only reason I could think you would want to maybe go to the 40.
And again, there's no even game that I've seen on the horizon that's like, okay, like when that comes out, like I'm buying a new
graphic. I need to have that card. Right.
Yeah,
like I could see maybe like that. GTA 6, but I think we still have a couple of years before that's even coming out.
Yeah,
I could see that being one that pushes some folks to update their cards.
Yeah, I just don't see. Yeah, it's like hard, you know, like I see hardware all the time, but like I still remember like distinctly, especially like when Battlefield 5 came out, that it like I wanted a card that could do that tech, right? That could do RTX at the time. That was super exciting to me. And now as cool as powerful as the 4080, 4090R, I'm just not super excited about them because they're not going to push what I play in the games that I'm excited about much further than than I'm already doing with the 30 series card.
Sure.
So I think that's kind of, I think a lot of people feel that way. Let us know, like I said, if you're in the live stream or if you're in the, if you're listening later, let us know in the comments what you think, like what gets you excited about a new GPU. We have Corey in the chat. There's a lot of people in the chat. I haven't checked the live chat. We have my buddy Corey in the chat. Old Man is in the chat. We have Nelson in the chat. I saw Jim in the live chat as well. Good to see everybody here. Thanksgiving was good, Corey. Corey asked how Thanksgiving was. It was good. Ate a bunch of different food. It got fat. It got really drunk. It was a good time. It's so weird. So on the East Coast, especially like from like, you know, Pittsburgh and stuff, the night before Thanksgiving and then Thanksgiving evening, like in the nighttime, are like super big drinking days. And I was like, well, I'm going to go out. I don't really go out that much. This is like a big drinking day. I'm going to go have a few beverages. And like, nobody was like into going out here. Like all the people who live in San Diego, they're like, yeah, like we don't, like, that's not something we do.
That.
Yeah. So it was interesting. So yeah. But back to tech, obviously. Here's something. Sapphire teased their new Radeon RX 7900 series cards with this little graphic that shows some RGB illumination on both sides of the card, as far as like the top and bottom. This is the tweet that they put out. Out of all of the AIBs, whose RX 7900 series would you be most interested in?
We don't see a lot of Sapphire, right? I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of who even is going to make them.
I mean, everybody's going to make them. Yeah.
Trying to think of who I've had in the past and liked their designs. I'm liking the look of this. I really like these fans and the logo there. Yeah. XFX. It's no longer.
I mean, I think Sapphire always is going to hold a special place for me. I still have one of their toxic cards.
Okay. Yeah.
But I do think the Asus card looks nice. We saw that a couple weeks ago. But Sapphire, like I said, Sapphire card.
I don't know. Maybe I would go with XFX. I've had good.
Okay.
Good results and. Everything with their, I shouldn't say with their Radeon cards, because I haven't had any, but I've had good luck with their GeForce cards previously in the past. So
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, this is, like I said, they teased.
Actually, I'm going to change my mind. I would go with the Red Devil card probably from.
That's going to be, because the last gen was decently, like, that's going to be like a 4090 thick card.
Yeah, the Power Color cards.
Yeah. Sweet. But yeah, this is, like I said, this is from Sapphire. We'll see more of this when they're actually available. But yeah, it gives you a little preview of what's coming on the RX 7900 series from them. Talking about NVIDIA again, they highly talked about this during the RTX 40 series announcement, was Portal with RTX. Did you play Portal? In 2007?
Yeah, I don't remember if I beat it, though. I'm one of those people that like play something and then doesn't finish it.
Yeah.
So
Portal, a very popular game, was kind of revolutionary at the time.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah, really great game. It's being remastered with RTX. It's going to launch officially on December 8th. NVIDIA put out a pretty cool video showing comparisons, showing different how they remastered the game and things like that. They also put out recommended specs if you want to play it. So if to play it at 4K 60 FPS, they're recommending at least an RTX 4080. That's on ultra settings. The recommended settings for 1080p 60 FPS would be an RTX 3080. And then minimum 1080p 30 FPS would be RTX 3060. The game is, if you already own Portal, which I assume most of you guys do, because again, it was like one of the most popular games, it will be free as like DLC. Be able to get it for free. So you can mess around with it if you want to, which is really great, because I think some people, they're not sure if RTX will run great on their system. Like, they don't know, you know, it's good to be able to try it out If again, if you already own Portal, you'll be able to download it as DLC. And NVIDIA is also doing a live stream December 6th. Again, giving like a sort of behind the scenes how they remastered the game. They're doing giveaways of, I think, two RTX 4080s and a 4090 during this live stream, I believe, and game codes and a bunch of other stuff. We have the link to their blog post that has everything. So if you want to, like I said, check this out and get your entry in. And I believe there's some entries that, yeah, so like an RTX 4080, they're already doing a giveaway through their social media. So check that out. Oh, wow. I zoomed in on that. That's interesting. but yeah, check all that out. Cool stuff. It's always good to see like an old school game get remastered.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw on Reddit that they're going to do an RTX version of Pong. And actually, right. it looked pretty cool. But yeah, RTX version of Pong. I saw that on Reddit the other day. Moving over to the CPU side of things. The Intel Core i9-13900KS. If you guys don't know what that is the highest binned card. Highest binned CPUs from Intel. It will boost up to 6 gigahertz out of the box. You don't need to necessarily overclock it. It's been listed online at a Canadian retailer for 97. It's 970. It showed 971 here, but I went to the website and I think it's 979 now. Canadian. Let's see if it will let us in here. So it's $979.99 right now, listed. This is not, you know, it's not in stock because we haven't heard anything from Intel if this is, they're going to announce this, like, you know, make it available at CES. Like, we don't know. But that $979 Canadian makes it about a 22% increase over the stock Core i9-13900K, which is a decent amount of money. It's like almost $200.
Yeah, that's a big, but like if you need or want that like peak performance, that's the CPU you want.
And again, that puts it, what was the company that did the highly bin CPUs?
Oh, that, yeah, where they would kind of buy them all and do this work for you. I don't remember, but they shut down.
Yeah, but I mean, their margins were some around, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. I just don't. I mean, I guess I see some like super extreme people buying this, like very enthusiastic.
The average person, or even just enthusiasts in general, it's probably not.
Yeah. And again, we don't know, like, okay, so it can boost to 6 gigahertz, but like that's what on one core. And then, like, how long can it actually keep that boost?
And what do you have to do to keep it cool?
Yeah, keep it cool as well. So there's a lot of things with this. But it's nice to get the pricing if you were considering it. Maybe you're waiting. You're waiting to see, you know, is this going to be faster than we expect the X3D parts from AMD to be announced at CES as well. So a lot of stuff to think about with that. Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't be interested. I wouldn't want to pay more money for something that is not going to give me that much more performance, especially in like my use case and what I do, I would say. Now this I'm super, 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 super excited about. And I assume we'll see a bunch of these at CES. Both MSI and LG announced ultra wide 240 Hertz OLED gaming monitors.
I'm going to toss this in here too. Cause Corey's asking 240 Hertz OLED monitors. Are they worth it for the price?
I don't think we have prices on these.
I don't know that we have prices on.
Yeah,
but yeah, these will be cool to see.
OLEDs just look so amazing. They're super thin. The color vibrance and the deep blacks that you'll get with these is just awesome. OLEDs, we've seen some high performance OLEDs on laptops, specifically from Razer, but we really haven't seen gaming monitors specifically go the OLED route, more or less because of price. and demand, but I think we're at that point where the price will be, you know, less expensive than what it, you know, than a couple years ago. So I think we're going to see a lot of these, especially considering we have one from LG, we have one from MSI, and I assume we'll see some other ones if these two are announcing that they're going to have these. I think that might be the thing. That might be the thing at CES this year. It could be, you know, high refresh rates, OLED displays that are relatively affordable.
Not crazy expensive.
Like, what do you, like, $1,300?
Yeah, maybe. Because what size was that?
The one is...
27 inch.
They're both ultra, like
45 ultra has a,
yeah, four, one's a 49 inches, yeah. So like a 49 inch ultra wide now, you like the, what's the Samsung was like $899 on sale. It's like normally like $1,000, so I think these would be like in the $1,500 range.
Yeah, because on December 12th you may start placing pre-orders. Product says it's $1,700.
Okay, that makes sense.
So yeah, not bad.
Yeah, I mean, for an OLED.
Yep.
And just thinking, a couple of years they'll be $1,000. But yeah, I think that's great.
These monitors are just so huge.
I have one. I don't know the OLED one, but it's the perfect thing. It is. I was thinking about this because I'll be making a video on my new desk setup, and obviously I'm going to include the monitor, and no. Don't have to deal with multi inputs or anything like that. There's no bezels. You know, it's just the perfect thing, especially for productivity. Like I have our screen right here, you know, where I can see Ryan and everything and all the chat over here. I have the screen that we're, you know, that we share that's in the middle. And then I just have other stuff on this whole other side. It is like the perfect monitor for productivity. And again, you can have a bunch of stuff on the screen. It's pretty awesome. So I would love an OLED one. Just it would look so amazing. So
yeah. The blacks are so dark and just like perfectly black. And
yeah,
you know, we've seen some examples of OLED screens at CES before and just how bright some areas of the screen can be while the others are pitch black. It's just amazing.
Yeah. I might have to steal one out of CES.
Yeah, they won't notice.
They won't notice. Yeah. And our last story, this is something that we have for Ryan here since he's a water cooling guy. How do you say this company? It's a Chinese company. Bitsky. They actually make some really awesome water cooled cases where the resin pump is all built into like this crazy acrylic case. Like they make some really cool stuff. But they have this pretty interesting product. It's an external, I guess it's more or less like an external radiator type device that plugs in, and you get four blocks with a connection piece that connects all four blocks together, and you can cool four graphics cards at once, and it's all like this built-in system. That hooks up to this external unit.
It's bigger than a lot of PCs.
The price is interesting. Right. It's $72,356 in Japanese money. Was that yen? Is like $525, which doesn't seem super expensive.
I mean, because it comes with what I think 9 fans. And so you would have like 360 radiators.
Maybe that's just
plus a pump, right?
Maybe that's just that price is just for this, right?
I think so. I don't think it comes with any of the blocks or anything.
Okay. It is pretty interesting. I know some people that do still like, do you remember the Zalman
external? Oh, yeah, the Resurator.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same kind of concept. But again, yeah, you can do this. Like you can hook it up to, you know, your system with the CPU, or you could
Where I think this would be really cool is like on that first image, they show it with like that small form factor PC. If you could integrate some quick disconnects and a way to have like a loop that's internal to your small form factor system that has like enough cooling to get the job done, right? And not overheat. But then when you're at home, like this is sitting next to it, and you can quick connect into this thing to add extra cooling for when you really want to like tax your system. And then, you know,
wouldn't you, I guess if they're quick disconnects, it wouldn't matter. I was gonna say, like, you wouldn't have to drain the system each time.
Right. Right. Yeah. You'd use some sort of connects that.
Yeah. Yeah. That would, you wouldn't have to do that, but yeah, pretty cool little thing. You know what I was thinking? This would be cool to have for like a test bench, right?
Okay.
You know, because the TED, like, if you would see how I have like the 360 AO, it's just like sitting up against the wall. So it'd be nice to have this. Would give you enough power to test a bunch of different CPUs, but it's just like its own little thing that could be kind of put there, which I kind of like. But yeah, pretty cool stuff. Again, Chinese company. So here's the inside, Ryan.
Yeah, see, it's like it's essentially like three 360s stacked together.
Yeah.
Nine fans. Yep.
Yeah. Pretty cool. I like it. I might something in the future for the test bench to get something along those lines, which would be pretty cool. So yeah, guys, that is the news for the week. Not a ton going on just because it was holidays. But coming next week, I'll be taking a look at a case that's made for old people. As I told Ryan, we can't talk about it because it comes out next week, but it's actually pretty cool looking case from a well-known company that you guys that we've covered a bunch this year. So I'm excited for that. And then I'll be taking a look at this microphone that I've been using this whole time.
Sounds good.
Yeah, this is the HyperX Procast, which is HyperX's first XLR microphone. And it's decently expensive, $249. XLR. It comes with the pop filter and the, what do you call this? The
shock mount.
Yeah, it comes with a shock mount. It does not come with a stand though. So you have to provide either your own stand, or as you can see, I have it here on an arm. Very high quality.
Does it have the tap to mute?
No, it does not.
It probably can't have that feature.
No, it cannot.
Yeah. With being XLR. So.
Yeah.
Cause that was one of the main things I loved about the Quadcast is just that
you could just tap it. Yeah. No, you can't do that with this. But it's very high quality. It's all metal. It feels good. As you guys, I mean, this whole podcast minus me on my phone, has been recorded, on this. So we'll be doing a bunch of different audio tests and everything like that. So stay tuned for that next week as well. So yeah, lots of stuff going on there. Now, we talked about this 2 weeks ago. We talked about, and I think, who was here? I think Nelson was here. I don't know if Old Man was here.
I think
here.
Old Man was too.
We talked about the Logitech G15 keyboard.
Yep, the original. Yeah.
The original. And it just so happened, Ryan said, I have one here, blah, blah, blah. Well, I reminded him yesterday to go get it, and he has it here. So we'll show one of the original keyboards that had a screen on it. You have to plug it in.
That's plugged in.
Okay, it's plugged in.
It's on.
So here, wait, let's.
Yeah, so it. Like it's got the. Are you gonna make me?
Yeah.
Let's do this here. So it's worn. I mean, it's had its fair share of wear, right? Like this shift key is all worn.
Oh,
off.
Wow, yeah.
Because these keycaps were just like a clear plastic that they painted on the surface. So like it's worn through and is clear. Couple other wear spots. So I like used this the heck out of this thing.
And yeah, what, go ahead. The display, like what all could the display do?
So like it would like show a clock. And if you wanted maybe like your CPU utilization, memory, storage, you could configure that in some Logitech software. So you could customize what was shown on the display, which was really nice. It's got some media controls here. You know, you can adjust like the brightness of the LCD.
And that screen is pop-up too. So you show it like how you
can close. It can like close down if you don't want it, pop it back up. You can adjust the backlighting.
It was one of the first only blue. Yeah, it was only blue, but it was one of the first keyboards that had the backlighting too.
Right. And then we had these G keys on the side, which I think I mentioned previously. 20. I loved using.
All right. How many are there? 18?
18 of them. 18. Yeah. And and you could do like multiple profiles across them as well, which is really nice. I love this thing. If did they you, made a mechanical version of it.
Did you use it? I used it for a while. Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Yes, because like you could move around here, but then like in raids and stuff, like having access to these keys was just insane.
And it was how, like I said, at for the time, it was like one, the screen was like the coolest thing, right? But then having all of those like essentially macro keys was like a game changer at the time. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
And again, this was really before keyboards. Like you can now you can reprogram every key on your keyboard, right? You can do that. But I believe, and I might not be right about this, but like it was one of the few keyboards that you could reprogram those keys, right? Like those were the only keys on the keyboard that you essentially could reprogram.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the name of the software too.
I don't remember. Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm surprised you have it and that it plugs in and it works, which is super cool.
No, it's still rolling.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So well, like I said, we talked about that you bought your CPU.
Yep.
I built my system. Is there anything else tech related that you did this past week?
I don't think so, no. Other than having some frustrations with our Amazon Fire tablets for the kids, like my daughter. So you put in a micro SD card, right, to add more storage to it, but you can't shift videos that you've recorded on the internal storage to the SD card.
That's weird.
It's just not available. I hate the interface. It's a customized Android interface. I hate everything about them once you like really start digging into using them.
Yeah, they're not very open. They're like an Apple product.
No, and to get the videos off of there, you can't just like plug it in. You can plug it in via USB and it'll show up in Windows, but it only shows the SD card storage. And I'm like, well, that's not where the videos are to get them off of there so I can give her more storage on the main unit. You know, it's just the fact that it has the external SD card is great, but it's so limited in what you can do, it's almost pointless.
Yeah, it's so crazy how, again, it's like an Apple product, very locked down. You can't do what you could like normally do. And it is an Android based device. It's like on a normal Android tablet, you could do all of those things.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. Talking about games and stuff, Old Man, even before we asked him, he has some of the games for this upcoming week. Fort Triumph and RPG in a Box are free tomorrow on Epic. And then he also said that Epic is supposed to start giving away 15 games starting on December 15th, one free game every day until December 29th. And he said there's usually many AAA titles in that giveaway. That's pretty awesome. Definitely stay tuned for that.
I did do one other tech thing. I bought and installed and have played a little bit of the new WoW expansion.
Oh, so yeah, we did talk about that.
That came out on Tuesday, and I bought it and played it Tuesday night. So
yeah, how late were you up Tuesday?
It was like almost 1, I think.
That's pretty late.
It is late when you got to go to work on Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. Or,
when did it come out?
Monday.
Monday, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. But yeah, all I did was, again, work on all this, broke down desks, did all that. Well, we will have, if you guys like want more details than what I told you guys tonight, like in the podcast, I will be doing a full video on the desk setup. So like all the stuff that's on the desk, how I did the wiring, all of that. And then I'll also be doing a full build video on the PC. So if you want more in depth on the PC build, better shots than my iPhone did, we will have a ton. Those two videos will be coming in the next couple of weeks as well. And we have a bunch of other videos coming up as well. So it's definitely stay tuned for all of that. Just like every Wednesday, we will be jumping over to Twitch to play some games, and we are not playing WoW. We are going to be playing Apex Legends, like always. twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Ryan and I will be over there. We believe, shouldn't he playing with us?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right. Well, Shinny will be over there as well. So we will see. Oh, next week, guys, we have a special Christmas edition podcast. We're going to be talking about all the stuff we want for Christmas, and we're going to be having Jim from Home Gadget Geeks on next week. Again, next Wednesday, same time, but special, like if you don't know what you want for Christmas, we're going to have some great ideas for you and all the stuff that we want for Christmas, which is always fun to talk about, like the tech things that you actually want. So we'll have all that for you guys next week, and we will see everybody then.